This is Brother Dandan.
And this is Sister Angie.
And welcome to Sunday Service,
where we get to say and do whatever the hell we want.
Because now we can. Or probably not anymore because I won't wala na yung Twitter.
Are you, you know, you're the first person I thought of when all of it started like blowing up about Twitter and Elon Musk and everything. And I thought, Dandan.
How's Dandan?
Because I've never been a big Twitter person. You know that. I only started talaga when you were like, Mom, she need a Twitter. So I was like, okay, fine, whatever. But I've never been a huge user or fan of Twitter. I never, you know, it's like this whole subculture that I'm not familiar with. But you were like, you are all over.
And guess how long I've been on Twitter?
Since its inception.
Actually, there was an older version of my Twitter pa, parang in 2009, but I deleted that account. And then I remade another version in 2010. So, yun, technically, this Twitter account has been around since 2010 for 12 years.
Grabe, no? I don't know. How do you feel about the changes happening?
Well, ito ah, parang yung sa akin ang dating lang naman ng balita sa akin was that the Twitter shutdown. Parang ang sa akin hindi pa nga nag strike as mawawala ng Twitter kasi like everyone thought it would happen na mawawala yung Twitter. Sa akin kasi alam ko lang na may nangyayari sa mga workers ng Twitter. Mm-hmm. And it would not necessarily translate to Twitter ending. Although some people already said that, marami pa rin nag-speculate that it might happen in a few days perhaps. Kasi nga ang dami ng workers yung nag-resign and all. So, ayun, it just brought back some memories of old social media.
The pioneers of social media. All you youngins don't know.
Oh God, you don't know. I think the first taste we had of ever having a social media was Friendster.
Oh my gosh, Friendster with a little happy face.
My God. Na ano, parang pagalingan, pagandahan pa tayo ng gawa ng page noon kasi pwede ka mag-embed ng music eh.
No, that was MySpace.
Nah. Meron, nagkaroon din ng ano, eventually ng ganyan yung Twitter.
Yeah, but malapit na siya ma-face out noon. The one that really, fight me on this. The one that really, really took off with the whole you could change your background, your layout, embed pictures, embed whatever, embed music, was MySpace.
I remember my username in MySpace was Altar Call.
Why?
Kasi parang although I was already out of my evangelical church, I felt that I still held on to my beliefs at that time. Na parang naging ano ko yun, naging vlog ko nga yun, na parang batuhan ko ng mga thoughts ko na hindi ko ma-express explicitly sa Friendster ko.
Yeah. Because Friendster was like the user-friendly, like this is the wholesome one.
Mm-mm.
And then you could do whatever you wanted. It had so much more expression on MySpace. Tapos, ang ano pa doon, issue pa if you weren't the top friend. MySpace, because you could choose which the top eight featured.
Uh-oh.
Remember that, and I remember MySpace as being it played a really really important role, because my first love in high school, like I. You know, you still think about them, but you're like, okay, we're grown. It's been like decades. You're not gonna hear them. I was working in an online teaching center, but you couldn't use your computer, obviously, for, you know, to check other stuff. So I would go out for dinner break, and then I would check in real quick on all my chats, my Friendster, MySpace, and then I got a message. And it was, you know, but you could change your name. This was one of those things also where before on Friendster, it was very rare to change your name and use code names. But on MySpace, you could. So I saw it. I was like, who the hell is this? Because it was a code name. But the picture, I knew right away. So tumambling ako doon where I was having dinner. Tumambling ako. Like, oh, shit. You know? And also panon, you would just pay to use the computer
on
the internet cafe. So when I went back to the office, at least may messenger ako. I had like YM panon eh.
YM, oh my, what's your username?
Yeah. I used my real name. I wasn't hiding.
Kasi ako, my first introduction to the internet was from was with my cousin. And then she used, she used the name Amy Amnesia. So, okay. Ako naman, sabi ko, okay, so, baka ganun kailangan. So, sabi ko, I use the name Ino Insomnia.
Gaga. What is wrong with you? So, kala mo, it had to be that way?
Oo.
Oh, my goodness.
Tapos, no. Ayun, ang tagal kong ginamit din yun until mawala na yung YM.
And then, oh, yeah.
Tapos nag-evolve pa yon to, actually, yung Google account ko ngayon, I won't say it, pero yung hiya pa rin ako kasi it stemmed out of that phase in my life that I had to hide under a guise or a code name.
All right, right.
So, ngayon pati yung Google account ko, ano, yun pa rin. Okay, ano, minsan bibigay ko sa, ano, sa resume ko. Nalagay ko sa resume ko na yun yung email address.
Guys, be careful. Diba? No, so I missed my and then eventually nag phase out si MySpace din. It just became a movie and music platform and I'm like, "Aw, I lost all yung content ko dun eh." Which is really sad because I had a lot on there. And then do you remember Multiply?
Yes, yes.
I feel bad because I enjoyed Multiply. You know, that was great. And then it ended up turning into like a selling site.
Uh-oh.
I was like, what? So, I don't know. Ang tibay ng mukha ni Facebook.
Kaya nga, no. Was Facebook out first before Twitter? I can't remember.
I feel like halos sabay. I could be wrong.
Pero ako ang tatandaan ko, the first introduction of Twitter to me was from, I think, Good Morning America. And they were talking about Twitter na parang ang dating pa sa akin was, this is an app for working moms.
What?
Oh, kasi parang yung pagkakaprahid nila na ano, look at this. This is a new social media platform that you can express everything in 140 characters pa nga nun eh. So, parang, since the reporters were all like working, so, ganun din yung naging dating sa akin ng Twitter na parang, ah, okay, baka pang working mom sa to. Kaya din, nagkaroon ako ng initial Twitter account that ended under a year siguro and then I just resumed Twitter nung fully blown na siya nung 2010.
The changes that have been happening, to be fair naman, I know that a lot of changes have been made to Facebook. Over the years, but they, for me, they're the only one that despite the changes still stayed as close to its original format and purpose. Because I mean, how do you go from MySpace where you could do all those different things and then all of a sudden only music and movies and then Multiply, which was great for writing and vlogging and everything and sharing, all of a sudden naging online selling site. It's parang ang layo.
Eh, yeah, nga.
Friendster just died. Kawawa naman siya.
Oh, alam mo, hindi ko na-export lahat ng mga ano nasa Friendster ko, yung mga testimonials.
I know. That was one of the sad things. That sad things. Which is why I'm kind of impressed. You guys can, I do get very angry when they do things on Facebook and they change things. Andun na tayo. But they have stuck the closest to its to their purpose. Whatever changes they make, it's not I mean, they add features, but they haven't taken away the main point of Facebook, diba? Twitter, I laugh when people will, you know, yung mga tao na every few minutes nag-change ng status sa Facebook and they go, hoy, this is not Twitter. Oo nga naman, totoo naman. May format at platform na yan. But, yeah, I don't know. I worry about you and your Twitter. I do.
I don't know. Pero ano ah, I don't want to, hindi, sige, I'm gonna say it na lang, but judge me, whatever you can. Pero, parang, it was only, I think this year, that my Twitter account, or at least during the lockdowns, that my Twitter account took flight. Parang ganun, doon ako mas naging active sa Twitter.
Siyempre, kasi, yeah, because it's lockdown, it's pandemic. I think a lot of people really took advantage and depended on social media during the lockdown. That's why I was so sad when Leslie Jordan died.
Oh.
Do you follow Leslie Jordan on Instagram?
Mas na fina-follow ko yung mga drag queens, Trixie Mattel, that was close to, ano, to Leslie Jordan.
No, okay, I follow the drag queens too, but I followed Leslie Jordan because I'm sorry, but during 2020, he got me through it. Like, I loved him so much. He's like a little ball of light. And I loved him so much. In a parang, there are only a very few handful of celebrities that you are so affected by. And he's one of them. Kasi, na ang kulit, he was able to really use his social media as a way to get people through. And everybody says it, like, you helped us get through the pandemic. Or the lockdowns in 2020 because ang kulit niya. Hello, fellow hunker downers. You mga ganon. And it's just like, you know, I'm such a ball of light. But yeah.
I remember Instagram. His post yung sa ano sa Twitter na parang he was reacting to there's some holes in this house.
Yeah.
Oh.
He's so funny. Then he'd be getting up and dancing to like, go ano. It was just really fun. Really fun. And you know, you make the most out of it. But Instagram naman, I don't know. They're okay. They haven't changed that much either.
They just keep on adding features kasi. Parang it kind of gets muddled na with features that I don't know how to navigate through or what. Parang ano na, parang nagiging ano na sa akin na I have to post things on Twitter or on Instagram the way other people would post on Instagram din.
Oh, I don't bother.
Kaya tumigil ako eh. Parang I kind of stopped when I first bleached my hair. Yun yung last photo ko sa Instagram.
No, with Instagram, I forget about it because... Well, what I like, it's mostly pictures, so it's less toxic. But I forget it's connected to my old Facebook. That's how I keep my old Facebook alive.
Ah.
Sign of life. I because it's already connected there. It's not connected to the one I'm using now, so I can still monitor everything through that. But I still, when I want less toxicity, I guess I go to Instagram, just look at pictures, you know? And I only have a handful of people who message me on there, and that's okay. I go through those. But,
What I appreciate about Instagram, I'm not sure kung ganito pa rin ba, pero kasi the things that you like on Instagram don't appear in other people's timeline.
Yeah, you have to actually let it. Well, it goes on your feed. And what do you mean? Like, if you connect it to your Facebook, or you mean just on Instagram?
Sa Instagram. Like, hindi kasi, di ba, sa Twitter, one of your followers or the people you follow liked something, lalabas din siya sa timeline mo kahit hindi mo siya fina-follow. Kahit hindi mo fina-follow yung account na yun. Let's say, okay, I'm gonna say, a naked man, ganyan. I liked a naked man. But since you, a tweet about a naked man, ganyan. But since you follow me, And kahit wala kang connection dun sa right. account na yun, lalabas yes. yun sa timeline mo.
Correct, because that happened to me.
A lot of times.
Thank you.
I can tell.
So, I was like, what? When did I, what? Yeah. And then all I had just like, okay, stop showing me this content. And now I get a lot of, we are not showing you the content because you marked it as a, okay, alam na.
Ito sa kalagay, liked by Tito Danda.
No naman. But yeah, that's the one thing though. It's one thing because I liked it and then the algorithm, whatever, and then they figure, okay, you know what? She probably likes this. Then they start showing shit on my feed like they do on Facebook or Instagram, right? But on Twitter, it's if my friend of a friend of a friend liked it, all of a sudden you're going to assume I like it. What, birds of a feather flock together? I'm going to like it too. Diba?
Tapos ito pa, hindi pa na kontento si Twitter. Naglagay pa ng likes tab. Para para people, parang ano, yung mga taong nagpa-follow sa'yo or anyone who would find you on Twitter would just go to your likes tab and find out what have you been liking.
Parang napaka-intrusive, no?
Oh.
What's wrong with you people? No, but we need to really, I don't know. Do you think there's going to be another social media app coming up soon?
I have no doubts. Pero... And I'm not keeping my hopes up that it would not be as toxic as Twitter or the other social media. There's this new app, Be Real, na parang it forces everyone to take a picture at a certain time. Kasi parang you're just prompted or everyone was just prompted na mag-take ng picture and automatically it would take a picture from the front camera and the back camera. So... wala kang time na mag-edit, wala kang time na baguhin.
Oh, so anti-filter app.
Mm-mm.
Tapos, kasi yung iba, kasi kayo naman, yung iba dyan, parang kinukuha na kayo ni Lord.
Parang drawing na.
Hindi lang, drawing, parang you blinded me with science flash, alam mo yon. Burado ng mukha.
Kasi ito pa, parang ang naging issue din sa akin sa social media was I have no idea how I really look like.
What?
Parang I know, parang with the pictures sa parang ganyan, okay, so ito yung itsura ko. But I know this is not what people see when they look at me.
I don't know.
Or baka may sarap
pa, no? I feel like this is more of a very deep conversation. You don't see the real me. Parang iba na to.
It all happened when I was 7 years old.
Diba? Iba na yan. Parang, ang layo ng talon mo. I'm just...
Hindi, parang, to me kasi parang, pictures na lang, parang ganun. The pictures that I post, hindi naman siya siguro dahil I don't alter my photos a lot. Parang, at most, right. I apply a filter na parang that would darken my skin pa nga or make it look orangier or warmer colors, parang redder, parang ganun. Pero,
ito yung reality. You know what just popped into my head? My mom saying, gay man.
Tapos nung nagkaroon na kami ng nung photoshoot sa office, parang sabi ko, am I really that big? Ang bilog-bilog ko naman, ba't ba ganun? Parang pag nakikita ko naman yung sarili ko sa pictures, I'm fine. Parang I even have may shape pa. Like, it's not, other than round. May shape pa yung mukha ko. Pero when
round
I look
is
at,
a shape.
Pero when I looked at the photo that we had at work, parang, shit, I'm really that huge.
I think it's angles,
uh-huh.
Lighting,
mm-mm.
All of that. What I don't appreciate is, you know what, ladies? I love me a good filter. Let's not, I mean, I do. I really do. But when it's too much na, where you can't even see your nose.
Oh, butas na lang.
Or, yeah. Or if you use those makeup apps, tapos hindi pa aligned yung kilay at eyelashes. Mm. Siguro naman, girl, pwede naman natin mag-pass tayo sa filter.
Bawas-bawas.
Yeah. I have some really nasty pictures online that I have no choice and I cannot doctor my image anymore. And I know it's just an unflattering angle. I know it's an unflattering lighting. But you know what? It's the moment. Live in the moment.
Seize the moment.
Ano ba? But yeah, I don't know. Yung social pa, media.
Ang isa pang part ng ano ng ito, body dysmorphia din through social media. Yung nga, parang to me, I wasn't that huge in my head. So nung nakita ko yung picture ko, ang laki ko, na parang siguro yung reason kung bakit ako lumaki ng ganun kasi nakikita ko sa pictures ko na napopost ko rin sa social media na hindi ako ganun kalaki. Kaya sabi ko, kaya na-justify siguro yung pagkain ko ng marami, ganyan.
No. See, I'm not gonna lie to myself. I know that when I take a selfie, bitch, I'm gonna angle that shit so I know that when my ex stalks me, he's gonna be like, damn! You know, I know my angles. Mm. I know. Although, ha, to be fair, some of y'all, you know, I've had friends before who thought that my pictures were super filtered. And then when they saw me, oh my gosh, oh my, you really are that pale. Yeah, because I have no blood left. Alam mo yun?
Eto ba, nung nakita tayo finally in person, what were your impressions?
Wala, same.
Ako din, same.
Diba? Oh, so it means we're not totally faking our shit.
Mm.
What did Red say? The earth is healing? Talaga. It's healing without a filter. Oh. Diba? We are really this good looking in person. Ah,
Ito na yun. Ito yeah. na kami, guys.
Yeah. It's although when we were at the Yap House, I was like, okay, kuya, you cook some really great poses, pero tangina naman. Ano ba yung angle mo? I was like, ang lapad ko, friend. But then I was like, you know what? Tanggap ko na. Just accept it. It's either you get the great shot with the great background, but medyo palpak yung angle body-wise. Or you say, kuya, I don't care kung tumambling ka dyan, sumabit ka sa ceiling, I need to look a certain way. But, you know, you choose. But some people are so scared of posting something where they look ugly. And I have some really ugly pictures online.
Ako naman din, no? Parang,
uh-oh, just deal with it.
Hello, may nagsabi pa nga nakamukha ko daw si Kong TV. Are you familiar with Kong TV?
No, and now I'm afraid to find out.
No, wag na lang. Pero I look like him daw. So, okay.
What is it? Kong TV?
Kong TV, oh.
Parang, is that a local program?
Oh, local blogger siya. Blogger. Na parang yung Team Payaman.
Team Payaman?
Yeah, may mga gamer din. Ano? So, hinanap mo talaga.
Diba? No. I see what they're saying, but no, come on. Kung sino man nagsabi.
Pero,
naman.
Yeah, I don't mind. Parang sabi ko nga, baka, ano, in my worst days or in some days, I kinda look like him. And okay na. Ako yan. That's me.
Sikat naman.
I'm the problem. That's me.
I'm the problem. It's me. No, I just, I think social media has come a long way, but I miss the old days. Yeah.
Yahoo Messenger, MIRC. Hindi ko nabutang MIRC. Although, ang nabutang ko na siya sa Yahoo Groups.
I miss Yahoo Messenger because that's how I remember the MySpace guy. That's how we continued our conversation. I have to go back to work, but I only have YM. Okay, I'll make an account. You know, and then at least tuloy na yung usapan. And you know, he's on my Facebook. In case you want to look that up.
Sabi mo sa akin later kasi yung charot.
And then everybody, I'm gonna get messages now. Sino po yan, Tita Angie? Can we stalk him? Oy, in fairness, he does want to come here, ha?
Oh.
Yeah. Diretso kaming Cebu?
Oh? Sige. So tell him to bring a friend. Ay, wag pala.
Maybe. I don't know.
Wag pala,
I don't know. I've told him about you. I've talked to him about you. Diba? Everybody in my life has to know about the Dandan.
Of course, of course. It's the Dandan.
It's the Dandan.
Everyone needs a dose of Dandan.
Everybody needs a dose. And apparently the Sonia can't get enough, diba? Addicted. Ayun. You know what I find funny?
Mm.
We said that after our long main episode, we're like, no, it's gonna be super ikse. Yung Sunday service. Pero we have a lot to say all the time, no? Mm. Dal-dal natin.
It's social media. Well, parang we lived in the era of social media.
I think the younger generations will never fully understand how important and how what a big deal the first platforms were, because that's how everybody found each other. Can you imagine at the time, after 16 years, the guy found me? I'm not bragging or anything, like I'm on the dude's mind 16 years later. I'm just saying, you know, because of these platforms, a lot of people reconnected. Mm. And it was the wholesome reconnection. Like, I remember this person and I want to reach out. I wonder if they're on this platform. Boom. Andyan siya. I found my childhood friends.
Mm.
And because of that, we're still friends now. I'm talking like from kindergarten, grade school. I mean, how can you not? It's just... Tapos ngayon ang kalat-kalat.
may isa pa akong angle na dadagdag dyan. Parang kasama sa ano, sa explosion ng social media with the younger generations is yung explosion din ng exposure sa openness na ng openness ng idea na open tayo sa idea of na open tayo sa maraming ideas, and one of them is yung LGBTQ issues, openness na okay lang, ganyan, accepted, ganyan. And nakita ko rin to sa isang post na parang semi-older generation, or at least the millennials, didn't have that until they were way into their adulthood.
Mm-hmm.
Kaya many millennial gays find the need for validation. Parang naghahabol sila na nung time na hindi nila na-experience yung gantong openness.
Mm-mm.
Nung bata sila, or at least yung younger version of their gay version nila. So ngayon sila naghahabol na, oh, ito, I want to explore, I want to show people that I'm open and I'm gay.
I think that's the problem. There is a problem that comes with that. Ha?
Mm.
Because sa sobrang eager to the hunger for it is there, minsan naga over compensate, which I think I've seen it happen kasi, ha? You know me, I'm the big ally, you know. It's just, I think sometimes it also leads to the younger generation, like the younger ones who are still trying to find themselves, thinking ganito ba dapat yung approach.
Mm, do I need to do this too?
Right. Mm. And they don't understand where it's coming from.
Mm.
They parang may misconception that I have to be that out there to get that validation. It's not exactly the same case anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing about social media, I'm not going to say about, like, speak on that, huh? I cannot. I'm not in that community.
Mm.
But it did give avenue to at least information.
Mm,
yeah. Of course, we have the disinformation, you know, like fake news and all. But the fact that there is now a way to get the message across on different apps, different platforms, is a very huge deal. So yeah. I hope that whatever happens with Twitter, sana yung mga groups, the spaces, the ones that really help people who are struggling, are not I hope they're not affected, because there are so many other helpful parts of Twitter that it'll make people suffer pag nawala yun. So I don't know, I'm hoping for more responsible social media ing or whatever.
So sana yung hindi masyadong algorithm based para na.
Yeah, and please, just because Tito Dandan likes a naked man pic, please do not forward it to me. Just we don't, because we have different tastes. No. <joke. laughs>
Well, de.
Wag mo na, tama na. Mag-closing na tayo before you say something you might regret.
All right. So if you have anything that you would like to share with us about that, what we just talked about, to send it over via social media. We are Godless Chorizo on Instagram and Twitter.
We are Godless Longanisa on Facebook.
And if you have a story that you would like to share with us, maybe you found your forever through social media, send it over to us, godlesslonganisa@gmail.com.
And here's the fun part about social media and other platforms. You can also remain anonymous. You can reach us on Curious Cat Godless Chorizo.
We might have to change that to NGL, but yes. Now, but this episode is also brought to you by our heavenly bodies, Cherubi and Flip. And if you would like to join the ranks of our heavenly bodies, you could send your support financially via PayPal, Godless Chorizo.
You can also join our cult of the sausage. the church of the chorizo.
Chorizo, the longanisa, ano pa ba mga ibang types? Basta marami.
The weenie.
The wieners. But there you have it. That's been your Sunday service. So until next week in another episode of Sunday Service in Godless Longanisa, this has been your hosts, Tita Dandan
and Tita Angie.
Godless, everyone.
Godless.